Kamala Harris record creates turbulence for battleground Senate Democrats. By Sean Moran on July 23, 2024. Senate battleground Democrats are facing tough questions about Kamala Harris's record now she is the presumptive Democrat nominee for president. The Associated Press, AP, reported on Monday that Harris has received more than the 1,976 delegates needed to win on the first ballot to become the Democrat presidential nominee at the upcoming Democrat National Convention. Now, battleground Democrats such as Senators John Tester, DeMount, Sherrod Brown, D.O., Bob Casey, D.P.A., and Jackie Rosen, D.N.V., have to face Harris's controversial record as vice president and her policies. The Hill reported. Democratic senators had worried that lack of voter enthusiasm for Biden would hurt Democratic turnout in Senate battleground states. Democrats don't know for sure whether Harris as their nominee for president will drive minority and young voters to the polls in significantly higher numbers than Biden would have in November. But they are generally optimistic about her having an energizing effect on the party, pointing out that she raised $81 million during her first 24 hours as a candidate after Biden dropped out of the race. Tester has yet to endorse Harris, Brown, Casey, Rosen, and Senator Tammy Baldwin, D.Y., have backed Harris for president. Tommy Garcia, a spokesperson for the Democrat Senatorial Campaign Committee, DSCC, said in a statement, Senate Republicans are in meltdown mode because they are still stuck with the same flawed recruits and toxic agenda that have left them trailing Senate Democrats all cycle long. Senate races are candidate versus candidate battles, and we'll win because we have the far superior candidates. A National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, document released on Monday contends that having Harris as the nominee will spell doom for down-ballot Democrats due to her extreme agenda and subpar campaigning skills. The case against Joe Biden relied in part on the fact that he was mentally unfit to hold office, which was difficult to translate down-ballot. Kamala Harris owns the Biden administration's baggage and is an avowed radical, Thielman explained in the memo, which Breitbart News obtained. An endorsement of Kamala Harris is an endorsement of her extreme agenda. And Harris is arguably a bigger threat to Democrats' Senate majority than Joe Biden. Harris also has radical policies, according to Thielman. They include. Harris pledged to decriminalize border crossings and supports abolishing the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency. Harris pledged to eliminate the filibuster to pass the Green New Deal. Harris backed a bail fund that sprung a convicted criminal who went on to kill a man. Harris pledged to enact Medicare for all, although she would keep private health insurance. Harris has backed confiscating firearms through a mandatory buyback program. Candidates should not be shy about aggressively tying their opponents to Kamala Harris' extreme agenda. Kamala Harris is not a good candidate, Thielman concluded in the NRSC memo. When she ran for president the first time, she dropped out of the race before Iowa and was polling behind Andrew Yang. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.